Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're live with Lipbone Redding and the Lipbone Orchestra. Hi, fellas.
Hello.
They're live in Studio A today, and they'll be live tonight at Whole Foods for an event from 6 until 9, and they've got a new CD. It's called Party on the Fire Escape. We'll see what's been going on with them and life on the road and off after this first song. What you going to do?
We're going to do a little song called Crunchy Country Girl. Country girl, I can't make it out the door. Woke up this morning, sun streaming in, caressed your fingertips. I memorized your face, your eyes, shape of the sweetheart lips. I couldn't help think of the night before. Candles, incense, mattress on the floor. Well, I fell in love with a crunchy country girl. I ain't going nowhere no more. Oh, there I stay. Long eyelashes, bright, gentle eyes. A cool, quick wit, don't take your boat. Don't start telling lies. Only thing she asked me to mention her in one of these songs I write. So I dedicate it to my crunchy country girl, wherever she's dancing tonight. Oh, let me, baby, take hold.
Woo,
believe me.
Lipbone
Dawn Redding and the Lip Bone Orchestra, live from Studio A with Crunchy Country Girl. It's off the new album, Party on the Fire Escape, on B-Pop Records. And they'll perform tonight at 6 o'clock at Whole Foods. It's a pet adoption event, a mix and mingle with activities, food samples, and more. You can go to wholefoodsmarket.com, also lipbone.com for all the information. Lip Bone Redding on guitar and vocals, Claudio on the drums, and Jeff Irick on the upright bass. And on the trumpet, you ask, well, Lip Bone as well, hence the limpo, the Lip Bone name.
Woo, be careful there.
That's kind of tough, right? But when did you, start making those trumpet sounds, or when did you start to hone that skill
have? Back in the late 90s and early 2000s, I was a subway musician in New York City. And, I just made a decision one day I was just going to make a living playing music. And that was that. And so I was down there, you know, midnight with my little acoustic guitar, and I started making little solo sounds to go along with myself. And after about a year or so of doing that, I kind of decided to come up above ground. And that's how, and I called it the Lip Bone at the time. Uh-huh. And then people started saying, yeah, what's up with that? Get that Lip Bone guy out here. So then that's how I became Lip Bone myself.
Now, a lot of musicians start off subway, doing the busking in the subways and stuff. You kind of went to some more formal gigs and backwards, and
well,
then back
I
again.
I used to work for the Museum of Sound Recording in New York, and we would put on all kinds of events. And I wouldn't necessarily call those formal gigs. They were kind of like, performance art and sort of random free and collected sounds and things like that. And I'd say my subway music was the more of the formalization of my music. I was trying to get more structures and more songs and things together at that point. Because before then, I was making these epic, maximalist soundscapes that would last for like 2 days, 3 days, and that was. But that's another story.
Now, how were the people to you in the subway and their reactions? I mean, I'm sure it's so many different ways.
Overall, great. I can't speak for all subway musicians, but for myself, it opened me up in a lot of ways. I learned a lot about life in general and about humans and how to be amongst people as an artist and to not expect. You can't expect people to just do what you want. You have to sort of understand people where they're coming from and be part of their world in that moment. So it's, and then work from there.
Right, because in certain clubs you get a feel of certain vibes from people, and being in a subway where in New York City, especially when there's sorts of.
I mean, I've been at shows and stuff before where there's a musician comes out and I'm sure they've worked their whole life to come up with this one particular song or arrangement or something. They do it and the people just, they don't get it, or don't understand. I'm thinking to myself, yeah, where's the love? But, and I'm also thinking, well, that's just how it is, Maybe some stuff goes above people's heads, maybe.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Lip Bone Redding and the Lip Bone Orchestra live from Studio A. The new CD is called Party on the Fire Escape. And is there an actual fire escape that this album
indeed.
Speaks of?
There
Can you talk about
indeed.
That?
Well, all right. I'm being the working musician that I am these days, I've had to move all my stuff up to the Bronx in New York, which is the boogie down, as they call it. And I have a little fire escape out my back window, and I have some very colorful and illustrious neighbors. And I have gotten to know everybody by kind of just meeting people out the back of my very own back window, my fire escape.
Hosting some parties and some events.
Well, it just, hosting sounds very, that's be a little strong. It'd be like, hey, what are you doing right now? Oh, hey, do you want a glass of wine? Oh, yeah, okay. Can you turn
that
music up
a
little bit?
I don't know what you're talking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to understand a fire escape's only about like 10 feet long and 3 feet wide. And, you get like more than three people out there. It's like, the thing starts bending and shaking a little bit. Yeah.
Now, what about the view?
Well, let's see. The view,
everybody's been there. I'm taking it, right?
No, it's not, I don't think,
the
I don't
you guys?
Think these, I can fit these guys on the well, it's funny. It's like, we had this vacant lot in the backyard for a long time, and, some neighbors and I, we started, cleaning it up, and now we're like composting and all kinds of, you know, hippie stuff like this. It's awesome. I love it. And it's actually turned into this really beautiful little paradise in the middle of this urban wasteland. So it's really nice. And I mean,
that's great.
That and then the neighbors all across the way, you know, I can, it's sort of like a Jimmy Stewart, you know, in rearview window, you know, I'm just looking and, you know, I watch the guy on the third floor having an affair with a woman on the fourth floor, but she's having an affair with the woman on the sixth floor. You know, it's like party on the floor.
A lawyer over here, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't help it. It's in your face. You know, it's right there.
Sure,
it's New York. What are you going to do?
Lipbone Redding and the Lipbone Orchestra, they're in Studio A this afternoon, and they perform tonight at Whole Foods at 6 o'clock. What's this next one you're going to play?
This next one is it's called Voodoo Cadillac.
Shoulders singing, saints go marching in.
Nice. Voodoo Cadillac. It's off the new album, Party on the Fire Escape, the follow-up to Hop the Fence. It's Lipbone Redding and the Lipbone Orchestra live from Studio A. They perform tonight at 6 o'clock at Whole Foods in Dublin. It's a pet adoption and mix and mingle event with activities, food, samples,
That's
and more.
That's an interesting combination, by the way, isn't it?
I try my best.
Pet adoption and singling and mingling. I tell you, you can get the whole family in one shot down there.
Tonight at 6. WholeFoodsMarket.com is the website for more information, as well as Lipbone.com, and where you can get CDs and etc. All the information, and the CDs, I'm sure, will be available to show tonight. We were talking about the Bronx, and that's where you're based now. But you're a Southern guy, right?
I am.
Where are you from
I'm
originally?
From North Carolina, okay. Pitt County, which is like tobacco capital of the world, and we've also got some beautiful places down there. I'm not advocating tobacco, by the way, but that's what I grew up surrounded by, and you know, driving a tractor.
It's a lot cheaper.
Well, I think the farmers started to subsidize their tobacco farm with other growing other things, but you know, some other kind of not strawberries, Jeff. Some other type of gold cash crop down there. Okay.
All right, out of North Carolina then.
Yeah, hello.
But
welcome home, son.
You've traveled a lot, New York City, and then back to North Carolina.
Yeah.
I mean, before that, South America, and then you took the beautiful flying machine out and around.
Oh, the beautiful flying machine.
Is that
machine.
Still amongst
that,
us?
That was an epic era of my life. And I had this this old truck, and it had like had the camper on the back, and I had the bed in there, and the guitars and stuff, and I would just go from town to town and kind of do my little thing. This was after this was after South America and after 9/11, and I just couldn't go back to New York City, so yeah. I just kind of took off, and I'm actually writing a book about all that stuff now.
Well, I was going to ask you about that too.
Yeah.
Little Lord Shiva.
Little Lord Shiva and the Mob. It's a book I'm doing with Tell Me Press, and it's just like little story. You know, I meet so many crazy and wonderful and beautiful people out there, and I've done so many strange things that I write stuff down, and I've just been collecting them for years, so now this is kind of going to be a collection of all my little stories. I wouldn't call it a memoir or anything like that, because that's a little too non-fiction-y.
So when can we expect to get a copy of that?
Sometime next year, yeah.
And you can the updates, I'm sure, will be on your website.
Lipbone.com.
Lipbone.com. And you've also spent time in San Francisco, India. I mean, so many things. What's the most beautiful place you've seen being to so many amazing sites?
That's hard to say. I really like I like the Kush, you know, the Himalayas, and I've seen some very beautiful places there. I spent a year traveling through India and studying music and just, you know, being basically, you know, a vagabond with a backpack, and just wherever the wind is blowing, I was kind of going. And it was nice. I was up at the top of the world for many months, and I miss it a lot. You know, we work hard. I think we're probably like the hardest working band, you know, on the Holiday Inn circuit right now, or whatever it is, the Whole Foods circuit. You know, we play about every day of the week somewhere in the world, but yeah, it's kind of one of my dreams is to get to take a vacation one of these days and go back.
So many places to see, but you've seen so many, and it's
that's
it's
true,
great.
That's true.
Good for you. Nice.
Yeah.
That'll be, I'm sure, some more stories in that book.
Oh,
to come.
Yes. Oh, yeah. This might even be one too.
Watch all right.
Watch what you say.
Be nice. All right. Also the Love Sphere.
Oh my!
What's
the Love Sphere?
And
you really combed the website, did you? That's pretty good. The Love Sphere, that was something that I started at the Museum of Sound Recording back in, I think, 95 or 6 or some, I don't know, a long time ago. It was like 11 or 12 years ago. And basically, it's this big performance art festival with a bunch of friends that started out at, we had this band called the Mammals of Zod, and we never practiced. We would just show up and start making noises, and it kind of caught on. And
is that with the completely nude musicians?
Yes, lots of naked people running around, and you know
they're clothed here today.
Yes, yes, and you know you talk to them now, you know, 10 years later, you're like, they're like, God, when can we do that naked thing again? You know, so, yeah. I mean, it's evolved. Love Sphere's evolved. One year we did the retelling of the Orpheus stories, where we had 5 different events over 5 nights in 5 different locations, and I just the most remarkable night of that was one fella, he did uh, he put together Hades, where, you know, Orpheus goes down into the to get his beloved back, you know, from hell, and he goes down there and makes a deal with Hades, and well, anyway, I don't want to tell you the whole story. You can read it in your books, you know, your school books, there, kids. Anyway, this guy had these things with propane tanks, and there was explosions, and it was like all outside on these docks in Williamsburg, and it was an amazing event.
And it's different every year.
Every year, something changes. Another story.
But it continues after 12 years.
Yeah. I haven't been, you know, it's funny. I was in the first like 8 or 9 of them, and then I stopped doing them, and now I'm.
Well, you're on the road.
And then I'll come back every few years. I'll come back and do something. Yeah. The last one I was in was an 11 hour composition, and then we sped it all up really fast. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Lip Bone Reading and the Lip Bone Orchestra. That's long. I mean, that's cool, though.
Yeah, we recorded 11 hours and then sped it up real fast.
Wild.
Yeah.
It's the Love Sphere Festival, yearly in New York City. And more information is available on lipbone.com and his new CD, their new CD, Party on the Fire Escape, is available now. And they'll perform tonight at 6 o'clock until 9 at Whole Foods. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jeff and Claudio, and, of course, Lip Bone for being here.
Can I just give a shout-out to my folks over there at BSM and Lee, who's our Columbus Street team and who's been so helpful and stuff.
Yes, about, absolutely.
Putting the word out for us. So thanks, guys. Thanks. We appreciate it.
And thank you all for being here. And what's this last one you're going to do? Well, actually, we're going to do a CD giveaway. We'll take caller number 5 at 821-9223 right now. 821-WCBE. What's this last one you're going to do?
This is a little song called The Dogs of Santiago. This is for when I was down in Santiago, Chile for about 3 months. And there's dogs everywhere down there. I mean, I was coming out of the sky in a big old jet airplane. And as we were touching down on the runway, I see these pack of crazy wild animals. I asked my companion, I said, what is that? She said, those are the dogs of Santiago. They live so wild and free, I thought it wouldn't be a bad life at all to be a little stray dog on the streets. In Santiago, 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 Santiago. I'm a dog on the streets of Santiago. Once had a home, but now I'm stray. Times I run alone or with my compañeros. Freedom is a struggle, don't want it any other way. Santiago, Santiago, Santiago. Now mama was a purebred. She lived the life, had fences and family, was a rich poodle's wife. She fell in love with daddy's one floppy ear, and one night just hopped the fence. Hey, that's how I am here. And I was born in a trash bin behind the bodega, just known the rough life since I was a pup. Mama said, welcome to your life, kid. Make the most of it. You got nothing to lose, never give up. Good luck. In Santiago, 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 Santiago. All right, money clear. gypsy, come wander the streets. I know you're looking in garbage cans for a little something to eat. I'm not worried, not in the least. One man's garbage is another dog's feast. And the moon is the guardian of all the lost children. Music, music, that's what warms up the night. And here on the corner, we howl at the moon for all that are lonesome tonight, all that is right. Santiago, 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 Santiago.